Yes, thank you very much indeed, Chris. I've just come out of a treatment room having been balanced by June Tranmere. I feel as if I can now climb Mount Kilimanjaro, whether I will or not, I have no idea. I'm sitting on the big red sofa again now with Fiona. Fiona is a hypnotherapist, and you'll be doing lots of treatments, I would imagine, today and talking to people about hypnotherapy. How long have you actually been doing hypnotherapy?
8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
What got you into it?
I was really looking for something to... I was a teacher beforehand, and I wanted to do something using similar skills, but actually making more of a difference to people's lives than I was doing as a teacher. And I'm just very interested in the way the mind works and the psychology of it and the way that we build neural pathways with habits and so on, and how hypnotherapy ties in beautifully with that, and how it has a huge range of applications for people, from habits, fears, phobias, chronic pain, preparation for childbirth.
How did you first realise that you can do hypnotherapy? Is it a special person that can do it, or can anybody be taught to do hypnotherapy?
I think anybody can be taught to do it. I think it's... There's the hypnosis and there's the therapy. Anybody, I think, can hypnotize people. It's actually, in a way, it's the easiest part to learn, because everybody goes into hypnosis every day anyway as part of their natural brainwave functioning. And the therapy is a different matter. But again, I think it's just drawing on people's skills that people have anyway, the kind of compassion, empathy, asking the right questions, listening to people, knowing what question to ask at the right time, helping people set goals, move forward, and so
on. Are they put under hypnosis while you're doing it, or is it they're fully awake and it's the power of the word, your speech, that's doing the work?
It can be both. There's something called waking hypnosis, which is when you talk to people, but again, arguably, people are going into a hypnotic trance when they're listening and focusing on your voice anyway. Or you can do what is the more traditionally viewed aspect of hypnosis, which is kind of close your eyes, relax, and a kind of deep relaxation and so on. And again, it's focusing on the sound of the voice. But the thing about the closing the eyes is it helps people shut out visual distractors. Mm. So a lot of people prefer that. And it's just really deeply relaxing.
Does the patient have to be in a certain frame of mind to undergo this? Because some people can go in against it, not knowing what's happening. Oh, you're not going to hypnotise me, it won't work, blah, blah, blah. Do you have to have a mindset in order to come for treatment?
You need to be willing to allow... there's a misconception with hypnosis in that it's giving up mind control, or it's giving somebody else control of your mind. It's not, actually, because your conscious mind can always step in and bring you out of a hypnotic trance.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, you never give up control. And the whole point, as far as I'm concerned, the whole point of hypnotherapy is for you to gain better control of your own mind, not for someone to take control of your mind for you. So you need to be aware of that when you have a hypnotic session. It helps if you're not analysing everything that's going in.
Which is difficult for people, isn't it?
It can be very difficult for people, yes. So we have ways of... We have ways of sidestepping that, or overloading the conscious, the thinking mind, to help people go into a trance, people who are a little bit over-analytical.
When they've seen you and they go home, mm-hmm. and maybe they have an anxiety attack, or a little bit of depression is starting to creep in, is it easy to self-hypnosis and sit yourself down in a quiet room and go through what you've been doing, but without you present?
Yes, it is. It takes a little bit of practice, obviously, like anything that's worth doing. But there are little techniques you can use, which very often involve focusing on something. I use kind of going down the alphabet backwards. It's something a little bit boring, but it keeps a bit of focus on it, and that can guide you. It's a very nice way of going into trance, focusing on colors, visual. Every time you visualize something, you're accessing the subconscious mind, which helps you go into hypnosis. So it can be something that people do to very good effect on their own as well.
You obviously need a free mind,
yes.
in order for you to withdraw from that person.
It helps, yes.
The problem. So they have to come with an open mind, they have to take all the days or the week's worries out of their minds and totally relax, because you have to be put in charge, haven't you?
To a certain extent, yes. You need to be able to, the client needs to be able to kind of step away from that and just give themselves that time to do whatever work they need to do in hypnosis, yeah.
It's a fascinating subject.
And, I think so.
And there are sceptics out there, so no, it can't work, etc., etc. But unless you try and unless you put yourself at ease and trust in like yourself, Fiona,
yes,
they're never going to know.
Absolutely.
And they will always have this problem in the back of their mind. And they'll probably end up saying, oh, gosh, I wish I'd gone.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
And that's the whole synopsis of it, really, isn't it?
It is. I've had, in fact, that's often the nicest moments. I've had complete sceptics come to me, and maybe their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever said, come on, I want you to stop smoking. And they've thought, oh, I'll give it a try. And they've come not expecting anything, and it works. And it's just those magic moments. It's like, yes, now I've helped someone see the benefit of this.
Yeah. Fulfilling, I would imagine.
Massively so. Hugely. I love doing this work.
I bet you do. When people come here today, will you be able to go through a session with them? I don't know how long it takes, for example.
The general standard sessions I do are about an hour. I'm doing a talk today at 12:30 on how it works, in which I'm doing a couple of tasters on there. And then I'm doing a series of taster sessions, about 15, 20 minutes each, for people for about an hour and a half after that. So within that 15, 20 minutes, I'll be able to talk them through it, give them a little bit of a taster of what it is, get them to really feel how good it feels, and give them something to think about as well.
Fiona, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you. I feel better now just for talking to you like this. I hope lots of people come in today and have a chat with you and find out if they can be helped, if it's stopping smoking, if it's fear of spiders, wherever it might be, and they can go on to a more fulfilled life. So thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much too. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. So there you are, Chris. That's hypnotherapy. I shall be walking around finding what else to talk about. But for now, I'll hand back to you.